And now, ladies and gentlemen, from the El Pacifico in Southern California, it is Phil Hendry and the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you, Bud. Welcome to our show, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And today we're going to be talking. We have Steve Wiesel, who is re-energizing his stand-up comedy thing. Now, is he still on the kiddie stage? Or? We're going to talk to Steve right now. Steve, I know that this has been kind of, I don't know, it's a sore spot for you, I understand. But are you still working the kiddie corral there at the men's club?
No, I'm not, Mr. Hendry. I've got I've been on the main stage now for a couple of weeks. They're having the carnival, the CK Corona Middle School Carnival, and I'll be at the carnival as well, entertaining people and walking through the crowd and introducing myself. I'm Steve Wiesel. I'll be wearing sort of a Kelly Green jacket and a bozo type of tie.
And what is a bozo tie?
Well, it's like a clown tie. It's multicolored. And I'm just going to be walking through the crowd and waving. I've got like one of those big foam rubber fingers that I'll be pointing at people and things like that.
So you'll just be sort of comic relief there at the carnival?
Well, yeah, what do you mean by comic relief?
You're walking around. You're walking and people are having fun with you.
Yeah, I'm walking and I'm basically promoting the fact that I'm going to be on the main stage, the comedy stage, at the CK Corona Men's Club comedy part of the carnival. See, there's the CK Corona Carnival.
Yeah, I've always been confused how it works.
There's the CK Corona Carnival, and the carnival has rides, jugglers, not jugglers, but it has rides and booths, and you can go to the booth and win whatever you win. And then there's the part of the carnival is the men's club comedy, where there's the comedy main stage, and there's the kiddie corral.
And for a long time, Steve, you were working the kiddie corral. Because why? I don't understand why.
Because they said that my material was not yet up to par.
So you weren't funny enough.
Well, I don't know if that's the case. They just said that I needed to get better.
And so you have, and now you're on the main stage.
I have, and now I'm on the main stage, yeah. And then I do a lot of quickie, what I call quickie cuties and cutesy poos. Like this one is what a dentist call their X-rays. You know what dentists call their X-rays?
No.
Toothpicks. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's coming at you real fast. I call them the Steve Wiesel quickie cuties. Here's a joke. Okay.
Go ahead.
Why did the go to Hollywood?
Say that again. We didn't understand you, Steve.
Go to Hollywood.
What's wrong with you, man? But Steve, you're not. Something's wrong with your mouth.
What are you people talking about? I've got these jokes to be haunting all of me.
Hey, man, no kidding. There's something going on with your mouth. You sound like you're... It sounds like this, Steve.
What?
You're going, what did they... Blah, 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 like that.
Oh, my ass.
Hey, get Ron Turner on the line. We're going to get Dr. Ron Turner on the line, okay?
Well,
I mean, unless you want to just go off the air now and go see your doctor, there's something going on.
I got these jokes that I want to do. This is called the Steve Wiesel coming at you fast. Okay, here's another that I think you're going to like.
Hold on. Ron Turner. Dr. Turner.
Hey, Phil, how are you doing? Ron Turner.
I got Steve Wiesel on the line, and there's something, there's a malady that Steve has that he's exhibiting here.
Mr. Hendry, I don't want my medical life being paraded in front of people like you just yanked the pants down on my whole physical life, you know, and...
I don't know, Phil.
All right, well, if you want to, we'll just let you go, Steve, but I can't keep you on the air. You're making weird sounds.
What's going on?
Steve is talking, and then it sounds like he's losing control of his speech or something.
Well, Steve, do you notice what's happening?
I don't know what they're talking about.
Do one of your jokes.
I was telling these guys I'm going to be doing the kitty corral, and it's...
Wait, hold on. I just heard it, Steve. Do that again.
I'm going to be kitty corral at CK Corona.
No, you definitely have a malformed speech there.
What do you mean malformed? What do you mean? People want to... You're scaring me.
Steve, no kidding.
Steve, let me ask you. Did you have a lot of sugar yesterday?
Did I have what?
Did you have a lot of sugar yesterday? Because this sounds to me like it's a sugar reaction. We do get this from time to time.
I had Halloween candy, yeah.
Okay. when you eat in excess, excessive amounts of sugar, you're going to lose. There's a muscular phenomenon that happens. Sometimes muscles seize up. People think they're losing. They think they're getting muscular dystrophy or something. And sometimes their speech patterns are wrong.
What are you talking? First of all, I had my daughter came in. She had some of the Tuki Balalay, and I had a couple of them.
Okay, right there. You said what were you trying to say?
What?
You said you were trying to say you had something that your daughter had.
She had a couple of Snickers bars.
Okay, the first time you said Snicker bar, it came out Snicky bar.
I mean, Mr. Henry.
I'm not kidding you, Steve. I'm not trying to embarrass you. There's something going on with your speech. Dr. Tarney, you think this is sugar?
Oh, yeah. It could be. I mean, I would recommend, Steve, that you visit your doctor and see if he can't give you some basic neurological exam, just kind of reaction to things. But it sounds to me like you're having some muscle seize up as a result of Halloween candy. So you're eating Halloween candy, is that it?
Yeah, I was eating Halloween candy. I took the kids out.
It just happened right there, Steve.
Well, do you guys want me to talk?
No. Keep on going.
I took the kids out trick-or-treating. My little daughter had on a... And my son was dressed up as Wolverine. I dressed in my cowboy outfit when I was wearing chaps. So I had on the Texas Steve outfit. We went door-to-door and got candy.
Okay, so you were Texas Steve and you went out trick-or-treating with the kids.
Yeah, and we got candy. And we came back and ate it.
And you came and you did what?
I said we came back to the house. Well, what's so funny, okay?
Hey, Steve, no kidding. Steve, you know me. I'm not going to kid with you. These monkeys love to do it, but I won't. You have some speech problem, and Dr. Tarner thinks it's because of excessive sugar from the Halloween candy.
Yeah, so, Doctor, you think what?
Well... Steve, I would drink a lot of water. Have you had any water?
Have I had any water?
Yeah, have you had water?
I probably should have some.
I would drink a lot of water, flush the system with water. Then the next thing I would do tomorrow is get an appointment with your doctor and have him give you some neurological... Have him give you some neurological... I'm a little bit nervous, Phil. I haven't been on your program in a while.
That's okay. You're doing good.
Have him give you a series of neurological exams. I think it would be a very good idea.
All right, Mr. Henry, I came on this program to tell you about my comedy career.
Your comedy career is going to be great, brother, but you've got a little problem from all the sugar you've been eating, you know, over the Halloween candy.
I had a bag of that candy corn, and I was eating that TV.
You had a bag of candy corn, and you were eating out of it when you were watching TV?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that's solid sugar. And I tell everybody, Phil, if you're going to be eating sugar on this Halloween holiday, that you make sure that you flush your system with a lot of water. I'm Dr. Rod Tarter, reporting on Health Matters to you. How's that sound, Steve?
Was this a paid commercial?
No, it was not. Dr. Tony just locked out. Is that it, Doc?
Well, I just locked out.
Okay, well, thank you. Bye.
I mean, if you...
Dr. Ron Turner. So, Steve, I don't mean to laugh.
Oh, no, you don't mean to laugh. Oh, every time you people bring me a little, you try to monkey me.
Steve, we're not trying to monkey you up at all. You really got something going on with your speech.
You do, Steve. Drink all that water the doc was talking about. Who's your doctor?
Dr. Poodleby is over here in Pomona.
All right, we'll make an appointment and go see him and have him. I'm sure you're fine. It's just...
You guys are making it sound like I got no control over my tongue, like I'm just a gibbering idiot. I don't know what to think.
You're not a gibbering idiot, but when you start to talk, it goes like this, Steve. You go, I am Steve Bozell, and I like that.
What?
Yeah, seriously, Steve.
Mr. Bozell, you do. You go, hi, I'm Steve Bozell.
Oh, my bare ass. If you guys are telling me...
Steve, I'm telling you the truth. So flush with water.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, the only thing I'm going to flush is I'm going to go in there right now, sit down on the toilet, take a good...
What a jackass. You heard it. We all heard it. You guys at home heard it. Steve's got something going on. He's eating too much sugar, and it's causing a seizure in his joints.
Frank talks about that sometimes. He'll have too much Halloween candy... And he's done this before, and he'll say, my fingers feel tight, this kind of thing.
I don't know.
And so he drinks a lot of water. He drinks. He doesn't drink water. You know Frank. So how does he get rid of it? He has himself a couple of drinks and he's fine. Okay, we're coming back with Vernon Dozier. The Dodgers, winners of the World Series.
Yeah.
Ready to do it, Dodgers.
I know. Frank was very excited about that.
Dodgers won the World Series in five games over the New York Yankees. And I was on Facebook and I was, you know, I was trading trading bull crap with Yankee fans. Basically what I said was, ever since I was 8 years old, I've been telling people the same thing, F the New York Yankees. And, oh, I saw that. Yeah, and that got a lot of people engaging very actively with me. But the Dodgers, Vernon Dozier picked the Dodgers in four. It took them five games. I don't think anybody predicted this series was going to go five games, let alone four. I think they thought it was probably going to go a full seven. But the Dodgers just overwhelmed them. Coach Vernon Dozier is going to be on with us here in just a second to talk about that. He said Dodgers in four, it's Dodgers in five. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Hi, it's Steve Bozell. I just had a bunch of water. I hope you can understand what I'm about to tell you, and that's to get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Wait a minute. Hold on, April. At philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. 60,000 hours of great comedy. You got video casts, and you got all kinds of home movies, and all kinds of visuals as well. There's everything that you could possibly want, your little heart desires, at the Phil Hendry Show website. That's Phil Hendry Show. Did I just do it again?
Yeah.
April's. Give me some more water. That's philhendryshow.com. It's the greatest value online other than the lobby, lobby, lobby.
Did I do it again?
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget to get a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn.
Yeah, we're not using it. We're not saying don't go back door.
No, no one has said that, but until you just said it right now.
We hadn't even brought it up, but until you did.
I have to tell you, we had a few people saying, how do I get a backdoor pass?
You've had a few people saying that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of people, but they'll say, yeah, how do I go back door? And they'll go, ha ha.
Oh, they do not.
Yes, they do.
Well, if they do, it's your fault.
Oh, my God. Where are you getting that from?
Because you were the guy, dude, that was selling that. You were going, oh, backdoor.
Well, I think it was, came from something in the show, didn't it, Phil, to be fair?
I don't know, but it got beat to death by you, bud. And now you got people doing what?
Just a couple of people said, how do I go backdoor?
Well, how do you know they were talking about a subscription?
Not funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how do you know they were talking about a subscription?
I don't. They just said, hey, where do I go back door? And I jokingly pointed at my own butt, and they went, you're a perv, and they walked on.
What the hell? Where was this?
It was at a Halloween party. I went to a Vivienne, and I was dressed like Tarzan.
You were dressed like Tarzan, so some cat came up to you and said, where do I go back door?
Yeah, I said, at the Phil Hendry Show website.
And then he walked away.
Yeah.
Okay, so it ain't backdoor, it's a backstage. What was Vivienne dressed as?
She was dressed up like as an alien woman. She had a skin-tight bodysuit. She was dressed up as a space alien woman.
Okay,
she's a lovely girl, bud. Don't do anything to lose her, believe me, because you...
Yeah, how you rate her?
Hey, you know what, man? I bring it.
All right. I don't want to hear your personal life. We got Coach Vernon Dozier joining us on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from Belmar Academy. And, Coach, congratulations, the Dodgers in five.
Yeah, well, I had said on the X, I said Dodgers in four, and I took all kinds of garbage from people, and then I said, then I seen they got it in five.
Well, they went back to New York, and they got their asses kicked in that one game. What did you think of those fans that tried to steal a ball from Mookie Betts?
Well, I thought the stadium did the right thing. Major League Baseball did the right thing. You throw those people the hell out of there. And somebody mentioned the fact that maybe they paid four figures for those tickets. You know, those are pretty expensive tickets. They're right along third base there. So now the thing that I thought was great is that Betts made the play despite that interference.
Oh, I saw the picture of the man. Yeah, this guy, this fan, was just tried to grab the ball right out of his glove.
And you know what? He could have broke that man's arm or his wrist. That would look extremely dangerous. And I got a little put out by that. I understand that Mookie made the play, but you know these fans that interfere. There was a guy, Steve Bartman. You ever heard of him, Phil?
The Cub fan.
Yeah.
Who's Steve Bartman?
All right, Steve Bartman is a guy.
Who's Steve Bartman?
I'm Butt.
Who's Steve Bartman?
All right, you guys, knock it off.
I'm Butt.
We're kidding.
All right, I'm going to check. Steve Bartman was a Chicago Cub fan who interfered with a Chicago Cub trying to make a play on a foul ball. And interfered, and the guy didn't make the catch. And you know, the fans blamed him. They didn't win the World Series. I think they did wind up winning the National League Championship. They didn't win the World Series.
Steve Bartman.
And this is a clown. And I understand that he's since been forgiven by the Cubs. The Cubs gave him a World Series ring.
Oh, you're kidding?
Yeah. When the Cubs won in 2016, they gave him a World Series ring. They said all is forgiven. And I think that's very gracious of the Cubs, because when you're a manager or a coach and you have worked yourself to death trying to get a team ready for a championship series or a championship game, whatever it is that you're trying to do, and all of that is taken and thrown into the dirt and stepped on by some fan who thinks he's going to be Mr. Big. He's going to catch a ball. He's going to interfere with a player. And he's going to insert himself into the game. And he's, you know, changed the outcome of the game, perhaps. Maybe he hasn't, you know.
Well, Bartman didn't, did he?
I don't know. I think but the Cubs went on to win the National League Championship. I know that.
Okay. And these guys at Yankee Stadium, the Dodgers still won.
I understand it, Phil. But before you give these people a pass, I want you to know something. If I'm a manager, I'm a coach, and I see that happen, I'm going to walk out of the dugout. I'm going to walk from where I am over to where those fans are.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I don't want to say.
You don't want to say?
No, I don't. No, I do not, Bill. Because what I say here is going to be picked up on the recording and everything, and they'll be able to hear the recording. So.
Give them yourself. What were you going to say? You're going to kill them?
I'm not going to say what I would do. But if you were a coach, and you have, excuse me, Margaret, and anybody who's sensitive, but if you are peeing blood, that's what, and you know, 1 year, Phil, when we won Division 2A, I literally was urinating blood for a while.
Why?
There was nothing wrong with me. They couldn't find out. It was just the tension and the pressure of the job trying to win a championship.
Just the tension and pressure of the job, and you're urinating blood?
Yeah, there was some blood in my urine. And if you see blood in your urine...
You want to kill somebody.
That's right. So if I looked out there and I saw that guy interfere with Mookie Betts, and then let's say I don't do anything. I go into the dugout. We've lost the game, whatever, and I'm peeing blood. I'm going to try to find out who that guy was.
Well, what are you going to do, Coach? I mean, fans and the Yankees, they have banned that guy. They did ban the guy. I mean, the series is over, but they banned him from coming in for another game.
Big deal. So they banned him for... A jackball like that, he probably didn't know he was banned. He probably thought, oh, gee, I got tickets. Oh, I forget. He was probably so stupid, he probably forgot he had tickets for the game. And meanwhile, what he's done to me and my team is he has thrown our hopes into the dirt. He stepped on them and danced around like a dumb fan going, hey, look what I did. I pried the ball out of Mookie Betts'. And I'm telling you, I would get up out of that dugout and I would head over to where he is and I'd... Oh, boy. I don't know what you find funny.
Well, Coach, I mean, it's obvious you're going to do something violent.
I didn't say anything, did I?
Well, it sounds like it.
No, well, it may. I didn't say anything. I don't need anybody saying Coach Dozier said anything violent.
All right, but you're not going to be kindly disposed toward those men.
No, not at all.
Okay, so essentially what did happen, though, is that they were banned. Major League Baseball checked with make sure the Yankees had already done it. I'm not so sure the Yankees had immediately addressed the situation, so Major League Baseball said, you keep those guys out of the stadium. And the thing that I saw that was worrisome is, just as you guys pointed out, he could have had his arm broken.
Well, there's that, Phil. And you don't want your player to be injured. But the big thing is, you want that out, you know. And Mookie held on to the ball, and he got that out. And it would almost have been worth it if he had gotten his arm broken and still held on to the ball. You'd have a story for the ages of saying, two worthless pieces of tried to steal the ball
weren't able to do it, broke the man's arm, and he still hung on to it. So both of you guys, both of you Yankee fans, can lick it clean out of my...
Coach, you're walking right up to the edge on saying something here.
I'm just telling you guys.
Yeah, you're talking about lick it right out of your what?
I didn't say anything of the sort.
Yes, you did, Coach.
No, I didn't. I don't think any of you guys fully appreciate. This is why I stopped coaching. This is why I got out of coaching. And this is why I'm spending this football season sitting on my ass and watching baseball and hockey. I stay as far away from football games as I can possibly. You still not watching football, Phil?
I haven't watched an NFL game, no. I follow the CFL.
The what?
What are you talking about? The Canadian Football League.
Oh, will you come on?
That's what I'm doing, man. I follow the CFL. It's refreshingly different. It just like you, man. It's something different.
Well, I just don't. I got away from it because, like I said, when you see something like that happen, and we had a fan come out of the stands during one of our games, ran into the end zone and caught a ball that was uncatchable. The ball was overthrown. The quarterback overthrew our receiver. This fan came and caught the ball. And I was so outraged by the fact that this fan would come onto our field and basically urinate all over our hopes and dreams.
What did you do?
I'm not going to say.
You know, one of these days, Coach, we're going to have you go on the record on what you would do or what you did do to some of these people, these fans. You don't really, you're not a big fan of fans, are you? You've told us you don't like the parents interfering, you don't like this, you don't like that. You're not really a big fan of football fans.
I don't mind fans, no, Phil. They can ride you. It's when they're dumb. See, the job is hard enough, and you're dealing with the parents, you're dealing with the agents, you're dealing with the alumni association, you're dealing with whoever you're dealing with. And that's hard enough, okay? Then you have to deal with these dumbasses. Let me just say this. There's the fan, there's the parents, there's the alumni, there's the press, there's the agents, and that's all up here. Now down here is this long row. If you just imagine a long row of dumbasses sitting there with propellers. You ever seen those beanies with propellers?
Yeah.
Well, what's that about?
What are you talking about, Coach? Talking about all these guys who have beanies on with propellers.
Yes, that's how I imagine fans. Sitting there with beanies and propellers. Oh, boy.
Okay, Coach.
What's so funny?
The fact that you really don't want to say what you would do.
I don't want to say what I would do. If I say what I would do to those two Yankee fans, I'd probably have a lawyer. I'd have a lawyer's letter or email in my office tomorrow morning.
Oh, come on. It can't be that bad.
I just am telling you, if I saw two fans interfere with any one of my players, oh, man, I can't say. Listen to Henry. Man, quit smoking.
I did quit smoking in 2009.
Really?
Oh, my God, Phil, you've come up on you're coming up on your 15-year anniversary. I am. 15 years, Coach. I've been off the weeds.
More power to you. Just what I heard there sounded like emphysema. God almighty.
Well, you're making me laugh.
Well, I'm glad I'm entertaining you. But we saw, and again, congratulations to the Dodgers. Dodgers in five. I said four. Anybody want to give me any kind of crap about it, I'm over on X.
Do you post there a lot?
Not really, no. I it's boring to me, but I do keep an account over there. No, you don't ever want a fan coming on the field or interfering with your players. And if for me, and I'll just, this will be the last time I'll say it. Oh, boy.
Hey, Coach, honest to God, you sound like you're about to have a heart attack.
No, I'm fine.
Well, every time you think about a fan interfering with one of your players.
Yeah, it does. It gets me. I can see those two guys grabbing the ball out of Mookie Betts' glove. And what I want to do. Oh.
I'm going to let you go, man.
Why?
I got to let you go. Coach, just go get yourself a nap or have yourself a drink.
Oh, I don't understand. What's
Coach, you sound like every time you're talking about these fans, it sounds like you want to, like, maybe stick their heads in a guillotine or something.
What are you people talking about?
Coach, every time you say what you want to do with these fans, you don't say it because it sounds like you're going to, you say things like, oh, man.
I don't know what you mean.
You know exactly. Thinking about those guys that took the ball away from Mookie Betts, how does that make you feel?
Like I told you, if I saw that happen to one of my players, I'd go right up to the guy that stole that ball from him. And, oh, boy. Oh, God. I wish I could say. Blow it out your ass, Phil.
Hey, Coach, I'm sorry.
I'd like to hang up, but you won't let me.
No. No.
Well, it's not that funny, Phil. It sounds dangerous.
What sounds dangerous?
Oh, my God, man. You know what I would do? Oh, boy, you're beating your fist.
Hey, you know what? The only time I beat my fist is when I beat...
Coach Vernon Dozier.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you laughing at? You know full well what I'm laughing at. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh, gee, Phil, it isn't that thing. I'd go right up to those guys and, oh, man, what I would... It sounds like he would tear them apart limb from limb if he could say it.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, okay. I mean, obviously it does anger him.
It angers him to an extreme. I hear what you're saying, Phil.
Yeah. Let's keep an eye on the coach here over the next... Well, I guess he's not on the sideline anymore.
No, he's not coaching football this year. He may come back next year. Yeah, yeah. He may.
I don't think so. Yeah. You really watch the Canadian League, huh? What's so weird about that, man?
I don't know. I mean, I've just never watched it.
It's a different game. It's a wide-open game. The field is bigger. The end zones are deeper. Yeah, they play with 12 men instead of 11. And, you know, it's an offensive-oriented game. But they have their stars. It's football. There's a lot of great plays made. The fans are enthusiastic as hell. The Canadian fans, they love their game. So I watch it. Whatever.
Your old man played in Canada.
My father played in Canada for about 3 or 4 years, yeah. That's it, folks. Love you. Can't live without you.
Coach Dozier.
Okay. Coach?
Yeah, Phil, look, whatever I said about those fans in New York, I didn't mean to intimate that I would do anything bad, okay? I just wanted you to know that if I saw them do that in front of me.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Phil.
Thanks, folks, and good night.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Sempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
Oh, yeah. Have a great weekend, guys.
Oh, yeah.
We missed it last weekend, but we'll air it this weekend. Night of the Living Dead on Saturday Cinema.
Yeah. Behind your buddies.